morning to you, Terry.
How is making your business visible on social networking different than making it visible on search engines?
The really compelling thing about social networking is the fact that when you bring traffic from Facebook or you bring traffic from your Twitter tactics and you bring traffic from LinkedIn, that traffic that comes to your website is much more likely to purchase, write a review, pick up the phone and call. And the reason being is because they already know you. They're already familiar with you. They already like Terry. They like Terry's message. And so when Terry says, come purchase this or maybe write a review on that or schedule your party at my restaurant, they're more likely to do that 800%.
So social networking is kind of just a high-tech spin on good old-fashioned word of mouth.
Yeah, I think that you could exactly say that, that it takes word of mouth, what most business owners value as the very best advertising, and takes it to the next level and makes it viral.
But how do you get started? I mean, in order for your business to get some buzz on Facebook, it has to start with that first ripple in the pond. How does that happen?
One of the things that I caution business owners is don't start selling or don't start expecting commerce right away. There's a bit of a process here, and the process is, you know, what I call the three C's, where first you have to create the conversation. You have to get engaged in Facebook. You have to start participating in Twitter and LinkedIn just to learn how it works. Everybody's going to make some mistakes. It's not that big of a deal. Just get started and start, you know, writing on people's walls, start doing your own postings. So you not only become familiar with how each of the systems work, but also you start creating conversation. You get a feel for how easy it is. And then from there, you can really build your community. And steps 5 and 6 in this new book really dedicate themselves to helping business owners find more friends on Facebook, find more Twitter followers, recruit more LinkedIn connections in a very positive, non-threatening, and very easy way to do. And so once you've built that community that it's all based on trust, and you've not been out there trying to sell and turn it into a selling free-for-all, then you can start making postings about products and services and recommendations, and then the commerce model works, and people start buying.
So there do seem to be benefits from business, your business, being promoted on social networking. Is there a price to pay on the other side? Are you going to be really left behind if your business is not on Facebook or Twitter?
You know, probably. And I don't have any data to support that, but just an educated guess. And you remember back in the, you know, mid to late 90s when it felt kind of foreign to have an email address or a website address on a business card? You know, I think we're kind of in that with social networking. It's just going to be like one of those expectations, one of those credibility indicators, if you will, that, you know, soon businesses that are progressive, that are in tune with customers, are going to be on Facebook. It's just going to be one of those generally accepted things.
Stephen Wessner is the author of Viral Social Networking, How to Build Your Website Traffic and Online Sales Using Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Terry. Hey, thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate the opportunity.